a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me or is it you? Hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue, little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once, and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody, every now and then.
Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales here in Australia advises that solar activity continues to remain at a very low level. There are currently no active sunspots visible on the earthward facing side of the sun, and the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is 7070. The daily smooth sunspot number varies between 0 and 5. That means that high frequency propagation on long distance paths on darkness or semi-darkness routes above about 11 MHz will be unreliable in the immediate future, but frequencies above about 11 MHz or long-distance propagation on daylight paths will be somewhat more satisfactory. You note that we're still moving through the plateau of sunspot cycle number 24, which is not now expected to change until the new cycle starts sometime in the year 2019. In the meantime, here's a summary of notable frequency occupancies across the time span 1930 to 2000, pre-sunrise here in Melbourne with good signals from most continents. 6010, Radio Japan, NHK Tokyo, with a transmitting site at Yamata, broadcasting in Japanese. 7425, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, in Arabic. And two other frequencies for Iran, are 9800 and 9810, both carrying the English transmission at 2000. 9515, the Pan-American Broadcasting Station, religious programming using brokered facilities from Nauen in Germany with English broadcasts. And 9545, England, the BBC from Wolferton with programs in Hausa. And 9690, the Voice of Nigeria, broadcasting also in Hausa. Adventist World Radio from Nauen, Germany, broadcasting in French. Two frequencies noted in parallel, 9760, 9780, and also in the 25 metre band, 11800. 11615, the Voice of Turkey, broadcasting in French. And 11975, Radio Romania International with programs in Romanian. And 11985, Radio Algeria, using relay facilities at Usedun in French, with its programs in Arabic. A note now about China Radio International. The station carries English at 2000 on many frequencies. Two of these channels are 9440 from Kunming and 9600 from Kashi. Interestingly, 9600 is about 2 seconds lagging behind 9440, suggesting that there is a satellite feed for the latter broadcast. There's some further monitoring notes made here in Melbourne, again during our morning period. This time, between 2100 and 2130, sunrise here in Melbourne at this time of year is just on 2100. So, this is a scan. It revealed no transmissions at all from areas outside of Asia, and this is very unusual. And the summary indicates what was audible. 11635, the Korean Central Broadcasting Station at Pyongyang, North Korea, with its broadcast in Korean. And the same program on 11680. Also on the 25 meter band, the station audible on 12015, with programs of course in Korean. 11730, Radio New Zealand International, domestic service in English. 11750, Adventist World Radio from Guam, with its morning program in Chinese. And 11790, same station, KSDA, with its morning programs in Korean. 11910, Radio Japan, NHK Tokyo, in Japanese, from the Yamata transmitting station. And 11945, the Marianas, Radio Free Asia, with programs in Korean. And 11985, Radio Free Asia, this time from Tinian in the Philippines, again with programs in Korean. And 13680, another frequency for Radio Japan NHK, this is the morning service to Asia in Korean. So, interesting signals there, mainly from Asian broadcasters in our Melbourne time period. That was a recent scan between 2100 and 2130. Quite unusual to have no broadcasters from outside of Asia audible in that time period. Now some information concerning reception, noted recently by European listeners in Eastern Europe. And these are taken from the latest edition of the SWL DX Bulgaria newsletter, which is published online from Sofia. Radio Algeria by the relay station at Issedon in France, heard with the morning program from 0504 on 7295 and also on 9535 with broadcasts of French news, a news bulletin in French to Africa. 500 kilowatts and 194 and 162 degrees antenna. And from 0603 onwards on 9620 to Northwest Africa in Arabic with the Holy Quran program. Again, 500 kilowatts and 194 degrees. Trans World Radio India, noted in Europe from the relay station in Erevan, Armenia. 1245 to 1300 on 9910 to Southern Asia in local languages on Mondays and Tuesdays. And 1300 to 1315 on 9330 to Southern Asia in English, Mondays to Saturdays, both 300 kilowatts and both with 100 degrees antenna. And the good signal of Radio Bahrain, noted in Europe, on 31 meter band 9745. Morning service 0537, non-directional to Near and Middle East in Arabic. And the voice of independent Aramia and the voice of Amara, broadcasting from the Issedon relay station in France, heard 1600 to 1630 on 17850 to East Africa in Afan Oromo on Sundays, and the voice of Amara radio 1700 to 1800 on 15360 to East Africa in Amharic on Mondays, Wednesdays and Saturdays. 250 kilowatts, both of those transmissions. Radio France International fed a good reception in Bulgaria. Morning programs 0530 to 0600 on 11790 on the Madagascar relay station to Eastern Central Africa in Swahili. 250 kilowatts, 305 degrees antenna. And 0600 or 0700 on 11830 from Issedon in France to Western Central Africa in English. 500 kilowatts with 170 degrees antenna. And the Pan American Broadcasting Station, religious broadcaster, via the Nauen, Germany brokered relay facility, noted in Europe, 1430 to 1445 on 15205 to Southern Asia in English on Sundays, and 1930 to 2000 on 9515 to North Africa in English Sundays. Both very good reception in Sofia, 250 kilowatts transmitter power. And All India Radio, noted in Europe on 11620, 0700 to 0800 on 11620 with 100 kilowatts, 102 degrees antenna to Central Asia in Nepali. And also Radio Television Malaysia, broadcasting from Kajang, carrying the Sarawak Home Service medium wave, I'm sorry, for FM transmission, 2000 onwards on 9835 with 100 kilowatts and 093 degrees antenna. And Sri Lanka, the Far East Broadcasting Association from Trincomalee in Sri Lanka, heard in Europe on 11580, 1315 to 1345 to South Asia in Telugu and English, and 2300 to 1600 to East Asia in Chinese. And the Zanzibar Broadcasting Corporation, heard in Europe, 1800 to 1810 on 11735, non-directional to Central Africa in English. And Voice of Turkey, some interesting frequencies heard there in Europe, 0400 to 0455 on 21680 to Southeast Asia in Malay, 0500 to 0655 on 13765 to Central and East Africa in Hausa and Swahili, and 1000 to 1025 on 9855 to Central Asia in Tatar, and 0600 to 1255 on 13635 to Western Europe in Turkish, and all those transmissions 500 kilowatts. And Follow the Bible Ministries via the Wolferton relay station in England, and also from Ascension, noted in Europe on 11850 from Wolferton between 1830 and 1858 to the Near and Middle East in Arabic on Sundays, from 1900 to 1928 on 9600 from Ascension to Southern Asia, I'm sorry, Southern Africa in English again on Sundays. And well, those notes were taken from the latest edition of the SWL DX Bulgaria newsletter, which is an online publication created or produced from Sofia in Bulgaria. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.